Hi. Hi. They're wearing little matching tops. It's adorable. What's your name, mate?
Connor.
What's your name?
Connor.
Connor. What do you do, Connor?
Electrician.
Electrician? Well, no wonder you're late. I'm amazed you even turned up on the right day. I should explain, Connor. When I say seven, I mean seven. It's not an estimate. And who are you with, Connor? Who's your mate?
Corey.
What's Corey? Okay. Connor, did you sit next to each other on the first day of primary school and they just went, fucking stick at it. All right. What do you do, Corey?
Decorator.
Good. No further questions. Fucking decorator. There was no illusion. If you'd said painter, I'm not sure if... Would anyone have thought, oh, probably graphic arts. Painter. No, love, you don't want wallpaper, I'll paint it. The patterns are tricky, I don't like them. It's good to have you here, you haven't missed much, you're going to be fine. Any questions, just raise a hand. What, sorry? Are you married?
No.
Fuck no. Is it because of... Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not having a go at her, but, you know, you're what dimmer switches were invented for. Well, you can't see her. Some offence.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
What's your most offensive joke?
What's my most offensive joke? Let's leave that for the end. Did you imagine we live in a world where I wrote a really offensive, funny joke and I went, oh, I'll leave that out of the show unless someone asks. No. I'll get there. Don't you worry about a fucking thing, sweetheart. I've got this. You'll be fine. Any heckles?
What's the meaning of life?
It's enjoying the passage of time. That, I mean, it's like that life is imbued with meaning, but it has to be from you. It's not from an outside source. No problem. I always really like that thing of like, what do you think about all the time? What's your thing, sir? What do you think, like, is it football, is it comedy, is it music, is it, what's the thing that you think about all the time when you get up in the morning, you check your phone, what are you into?
Trying not to die.
Well, I always like the Muslims have got that right, right? You know what the Muslims call death? It's the inevitable. Like in there, there's a book and they call it the inevitable. Of course you're going to fucking die. Try and enjoy the bit before then. Look, I don't want to give you a philosophical chat here, but how old are you?
23.
Okay. Well, I'm 51, right? And I had some glorious years before you were fucking anything. And we didn't miss you. We did. Honestly, I know it's difficult to comprehend, but the world was fucking fine without you. And it'll be people have always looked out one end of the telescope, don't they? They always go, fucking after I die, what's going to happen? Where were you before? Don't worry about it. He'll be all right, won't he? Any other heckles? How many what, sorry? How many times per month do I have sex? Sorry, I don't know. Well, my girlfriend and I, what we've got, because we've been together like 24 years, and we've got like a little, does anyone else do this? So we don't have to explicitly say anything, we've got little signs and signals that show whether sex is on the cards or whether it's not happening. So if we don't fancy sex, what we do is we have two kids together.
Diane Abbott or Margaret Thatcher?
Diane Abbott or Margaret Thatcher? To quote Sean Long, that is a challenging wank. Christ. Satan's three-way. I think Thatcher. I think, yeah, because this one's from the miners. Huh? Go on, what? How come I was a virgin until I was 25? Very religious man growing up, and your mum didn't start working until... he's just... No, it's a good question. It's kind of interesting. I was enmeshed, if you want to know the answer. I had a very close relationship with my mother where I was kind of a very close to her, and it was, you know, a slightly weird childhood. I don't know what you want from me. That's just, there's a psychological term for it where you're a surrogate kind of. It's not quite an Oedipus complex. It's just when you're very emotionally kind of close to someone and then, you know, ugly was your, yeah. I did notice things picked up when I was on the telly. Yeah. Funny that. What, sorry? You're here. Yeah, you're here. Hello. How are you? What's your name?
I'm David.
David, what do you do, David?
I do technology.
You do technology? Not sure. Okay, you do technology. What?
Home automation.
Home automation? Like, so you can get an automatic home? The fuck are you even talking about? Do you install cameras on doorbells? When am I going to be on Taskmaster? As soon as they get their money right. It's show business, not show friends. You can see my bald spot from up here, can you? I shaved earlier. I mean, I've had a hair transplant, so I'm not sure whether a bald spot joke is going to kick in. It is what it is. Bought these tickets for mum and dad. They're divorced now. Fun day out. This is awkward. Christmas present gone wrong. Please lighten the mood. Where's divorced mum and dad? Hi, where are you? Let's have a look. Where's... There was a woo and then it went quiet. Hi. Yeah. Hi. who's the kid then? What? Christmas present. Oh, and then they got divorced. What's your name? what's your name?
Phoebe.
Hi, Phoebe. Probably best you hear it from me. It's your fault. Like, it's your fault. They were so in love, and then they had you. And they don't regret it, not like that. Oh, if they could turn back the clock. I'm just going to leave that there. It's going to be a fun drive home. It's going to be a few stops as well because of Phoebe. How old are you, Phoebe? How old are you?
I'm 20.
You're 20? Hi. And who do you live with? Okay. What, sorry?
Dad got left behind.
Dad got left behind? Or did he get to keep the house? What do you mean, left behind? Oh. Well, at least, let's try and focus on the positive. You're going to have daddy issues and, you know. I listened to your audiobook, I Am Dyslexic Myself, and it inspired me to try stand-up myself. I've done a few gigs so far and really enjoyed it. Thanks for writing it. Where, who's this? Who's tried stand-up? All right. What's your name, man?
Ian.
Ian? Best of luck. Enjoy the gigs, man. It's wonderful. I'm thrilled. I can't tell you how thrilled I am. Thanks, man. It's good. And you know, what do you do at the moment? What's your day job?
Ha ha ha!
This guy's good. He said one thing, got a massive fucking laugh, he's out. Mic drop. Excellent. What else we got? Abby and Jordan here, getting married soon. Date night before Abby goes on a hen to see naked men. Where's Abby and Jordan? All right, Jordan. Abby, what are you going to for the hen night? What's the thing?
Going to Liverpool.
Oh. How ghastly. Hi, Jimmy. Sending our best from the upper circle as we celebrate the wake of our Nana. She was a big fan, and this seemed the most fitting way to send her off. Ah, that's what was your Nana called? Well, hi. You're not going to launch her off the balcony. There's no one down here is in danger, right? Go on, what was Nana called? Nana. You never got her name. Just Nana. She was a big fan. Well, I'm sure I would have liked her. Nothing the matter with a bit of Granny Fanny. What? Oh, nice, thanks. What else we got? The box office sold this blind man, me, and his guide dog a restricted view seat in the stalls tonight. Fucking genius. Everyone's a winner. I'm in row M, seat 42, Stephen from Harrow. Where's Stephen? Can we turn up the lights? Where's Stephen? Hi, Stephen. How are you, mate? I'm over here, Stephen. Sorry, I've turned up the lights very much for my benefit, not for you, Stephen. Stephen, you're... I know this is. It seems like a weird question sometimes, but how blind are you? Because there's... Fucking hell, Ian, watch out. It's another funny fucker. So you've got a little, tiny bit of vision, but not, yeah. And then, but you've got the guide dog. And what have you got? Is that what they told you? Oh. It's a fucking bully, mate. We've got a... It is. It's a fucking vicious looking thing. Now, you can't see it, Stephen, but it's terrifying. I had one of those XL bullies, but it was, and honestly, he was so obedient, he wouldn't have hurt a child until I gave the order. Can I ask the question that I often ask when I meet blind people? Who picks up guide dog shit? It's got to be hit and miss, is what I'm saying. Waiting for an answer, Stephen. I had my favourite incident I had with a... I live up in North London, right? And I was in St. John's Wood High Street, and there was a blind guy, and he had a guide dog, and as he rounded the corner, I wasn't paying... I was looking at my phone stupidly. I bumped into him. I sort of apologised. I said, oh, I'm so sorry. You must be blind. And he went, tell me something I don't know. I said, there's a tree over there. Be a dick about it. Well, I very much appreciate it. What's the guide dog called?
Ava.
What a fucking amazing thing. My uncle used to, not rescue, but you know when the guide dogs, sometimes when they fail the final test, then they can't do nothing with the guide dog, so he used to take them after that, and they're just fucking incredible. They're fucking incredible. Can I have that when you're finished with it? Who are you here with, Stephen? Cat. I feel we can all do our own jokes on that, can't we? You don't need me for that. And what's your relationship to Cat?
We know the song
through the church. Which church? Anglo-Catholic. Well, pick a fucking team, Stephen. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I've got a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. Now, I think jokes are like magnets. They attract some people. Some people like my comedy, and a million of you came to see me on my last tour. Thanks very much, by the way. But like magnets, jokes attract and they repel. Some people are repelled by my sense of humour. If that's you,
don't come and see me live. But if you like this kind of thing, come and see Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. I'll be everywhere. Go to jimmycarr.com for details.